Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Started smelling the smell. It smelled like just nasty. I started shining my light because I could tell it was coming from that area down on the bank. All of a sudden, just like this, I just saw the branches part, and there was an ape-looking creature.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host Todd. What's going on, buddy?
Man, just watching some college football these days, and
man, I am walking on cloud nine still.
I know you are. You're a Michigan fan.
That's right.
Just so everybody knows, country, Brian's a Michigan fan. But I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I'm an Oregon fan.
That's right.
So we have that going for us, I guess. But yeah, man, those guys are doing well.
I'm so excited.
You were saying earlier
their first game is Georgia.
Well, yeah, I know. Hey, we got to do what we got to do. You were saying earlier that what was the stat on Michigan? They were the only team to do what?
They are the only team to start the season unranked and end up playing for or in the college football.
And that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yep.
Even though I'm not a Michigan fan, I'm happy for them. You know I am. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone's tired of the Alabamas and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
But it's been a crazy year in college football.
It has been wild, man. Teams have lost that shouldn't have been losing, and It's just look at Cincinnati undefeated.
Yeah, it's a shakeup for sure in Cincinnati. Who knows what's up with those guys, but we'll see.
Yep.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about football, unfortunately. We can do that another time.
Yep.
We're here to talk about Chris and his encounter tonight. Chris is coming on. Things going on in Illinois again.
So, one more time. We got a bunch of stuff in Illinois.
I know. And I don't think this was Southern Illinois.
No, it was northern.
Yeah, which is weird.
Northwest. Yeah.
So we'll get him on and see what the hell's going on there. What do you say?
Yeah, let's go get him.
All right, here we go. Chris, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. So,
for sure.
Chris, you had a Bigfoot encounter. You had told us that it was near the Green River in Illinois. What county was that in?
On County Line Road. It's the road that splits Lee County and Whiteside County.
Okay. And is that a little bit northern Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm about 120 miles west of Chicago and 70 miles south of Rockford. So.
What year did this happen in?
The Bigfoot happened in 1985, the summer of 85. August.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what was going on and then what happened and describe your encounter for us there.
Okay. So me and some friends, we were going to go catfishing on the Green River. And they were going to eat pizza first in Rock Falls, Illinois. So I headed out towards the bridge, parked my car on the bridge. The river runs east to west. I parked on the east side of the bridge. Not much traffic out there in the country, of course. Went over on the west side railing and cast in the water, waiting for a fish. I started smelling something like I can only describe it as toe jam or stink bait or that cheese, that nasty cheese, Limburger cheese.
Hang on just a second, Chris. You got a TV on or something?
Yeah, I'm watching Bigfoot right now, Finding Bigfoot. Hold on.
I was watching that too.
What are you guys watching? I'm watching it too. It's on my TV and I got it on mute.
All right. Very good. I got it off now. Everything good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Where was I at? Okay. So I started smelling the smell. Smelled like I was using chicken livers for bait, which weren't rotten. They were just out of the fresh chicken livers. Started smelling the smell. Smelled like toe jam, Limburger cheese, just nasty. And it was right where I was here, but I could move my head here and I wouldn't smell it. Move it here, I would. Move it here, I wouldn't. It was like a stink trail out of a cartoon, you know, like Pepe Le Pew, you know. Yeah. How he has that stink trail. So I started following it, and I followed it to the south of the bridge. And at the southeast part of the bridge, there's a ditch that runs in right there to the river. So with the river coming this way and the ditch coming this way, makes a point right there. And at that point, there was a tree. I started shining my light because I could tell it was coming from that area, down on the bank, everything. And all of a sudden, I heard some leaves rustle in the tree that's on the point right there. So I started shining up, looking in there. All of a sudden, just like this, I just saw the branches part. And there was an ape-looking creature there. And with my flashlight, it looked like green eyes glowing back, big green eyes. Oh, I ran to my car, got in it, and took off, left my poles there. Took off down the road. As I'm going up a hill, my friends are coming back from eating pizza, and we went past each other and came back. I said, they go, what's going on? I said, I'm not going back. They said, why? I said, I just saw Bigfoot. And of course, they started laughing. Eventually, they talked me into going back. I showed them what had happened. This was kind of a thick tree, so you couldn't really see inside it unless it was parted. And they were like, yeah, right, whatever. And to my knowledge, I think the Bigfoot had gotten out of the tree at that time because we couldn't smell anything at that time. We started fishing again, talking, nothing about Bigfoot or nothing. And all of a sudden, one of them goes, you smell that? I looked at him. I said, stop making fun of me. He goes, no, I can smell something. So I went over to where he was at. He was kind of in a little different location. I could smell the smell. I said, follow me. So I kind of led the way with a flashlight, smelling the trail. I shined it down the bag. I said, watch this. And I shined it up in the tree, and all of a sudden, branches parted again. Big, hairy face, green eyes. And they ran. I ran. We got our vehicles, left, came back the next day and got our poles. And I did do some research on it, on the Bigfoot, I don't know what I would call the registration of reports. I never reported it. But about, I'd say it's about 10 miles from there in Rock Falls. There's a place called Nelson, Illinois, and there was a reported sighting there. So it wasn't too far away from where I was at.
How far away do you think you were when you shined your flashlight and saw this thing move the branches apart?
From the bridge, yeah, from the bridge to the tree, it was probably about 20 foot.
Wow.
Wow, that's close.
Yeah.
Can you describe exactly what you saw in any more detail than what you've already given us? I mean, did it have an ape-looking face, a human-looking face?
No, definitely ape. Ape-looking. I mean, I didn't see it for very long because, of course, I got out of there. But as it parted, all I could see was fur, eyes, no, like an apey, smashed-type nose. Not as profound as ours, but not really an ape, but it's really smashed. It was more of a in-between, I guess you'd call it. And this big glowing green eyes, and the smell was, like I told you, horrible.
Could you estimate any kind of height on this thing?
Well, from where the tree was, the base of the tree at the bank, to where he was probably about, where I saw his face anyway, was probably about 15 foot up. But like I said, all I saw was his face. I saw no defining body parts or anything like that, just the face. Mm-hmm. In front of me. So
you think he was out there watching you for a while or spying on you, or do you think he was doing his own kind of thing, trying to fish, or and you
waiting for you to catch fish?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of beaver right there in the ditch. They build dams. There's lots of fish, of course. I think he was just up there in his normal position. It was, you know, this took place at probably in August. Oh, probably got out there about 8:30, right at dusk, you know, so it's just getting dark. And so I think he's probably out there getting ready to start hunting. Mm-hmm. And I never found any tracks. I went back the next day. But like I said, the river's all sand and you can't get tracks in a river. So
Right. Was it the next day when you went back with your friends, or was it that same day they talked you into going back?
It was the same day they talked me into going back. That's when I left after I saw him the first time. They, we all left after we came back and saw him the second time. We left and never came back till the next day.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, so it was pretty. The area that you're in, it kind of. When you told me where this was at, I looked on the map, as we always do.
And farmland, a lot of farmland.
Yeah, to be that far north in Illinois, especially like you said, you're not really super far from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Makes me wonder if that thing wasn't traveling through somewhere, heading south or whatever. You say this was in August?
August of 85, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just graduated high school, and we were out just doing our thing, fishing and mm-hmm. messing around.
85, that was a pretty good year, if I remember it correctly.
Bears.
Yeah. So what else happened to you? You said you had another encounter down the road. What was going on there, Chris?
This one was a bit more scary, actually, than me. My profession is a boilermaker. I go to different power plants and do construction when they're offline, whatever. We have a lot of nuclear plants here in Illinois. I was at the Byron Nuclear Plant up near Rockford. And I was working the 3 to 11:30 shift. So 11:30 got out of my shift, headed towards home on Route 26. That goes by a place called the Green River Conservation Area. And I took a right. And as I took the right, going the country way home, I could have kept going, you know, it took highways, but I like driving the country. And as I took a right, I'm coming up this little hill, trying to accelerate right after I turned. As I got towards the top of the hill, my peripheral vision off to my right with my headlights, I could see something. So I turned my head and I looked. There was a naked man with a deer type from neck up was deer with horns. I didn't make any body parts like that, but he was running side by side with me at this on this road. And I started to accelerate to get away, and it took off in front of my car and at a 45-degree angle, ran across the road at speeds I've never seen before and took off into another field heading south. And I got home. It was about 12:30, 12:45 when I got home in the morning. I went upstairs. I looked at my wife was in bed. I woke her up. I said, "You're not going to believe this." She goes, "What?" I said, "I just saw a naked man running next to my car with a deer head with antlers." She looked at me and she said, "You can't make this shit up."
Nobody's making that up.
Just really freaked me out.
Okay, so you say naked man. Was the body pretty much a human body? Is that what you're saying?
Human body with no clothes on. And it couldn't be somebody running around with a mask of a deer, because it was going over 30 miles per hour when it quartered at 45 in front of my car.
Was it, how tall do you think it was?
I would say probably in the six foot range, probably. I mean, it just looked like a normal man without clothes with a deer head.
It couldn't, you don't think, so it couldn't have been someone who just found a deer mount, cut a hole in it, stuck on their head. Decided to go run around, do some PCP, and go run around naked with this thing on his head. I mean,
I've been asked that, and this is out in the middle of freaking nowhere. I mean, I don't know why somebody's standing there in the ditch waiting for a car to go by, mm-hmm. but the speed went, no human I have ever seen do that speed.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Especially naked and with a deer head on, you're not going to run any.
Well, the nakedness might have made him more
maybe
able to fly through the air a little quicker without clothes. But
yeah, lighten him up a little bit.
Yeah, but it was very strange.
Kind of strange.
Yeah. I was talking to Brian about your encounters before we got on here, and we were saying how maybe this was a Wendigo that you saw, but I don't know that they are exactly like that. I mean, to the body, it was just almost, you know, it wasn't anything different than human, Chris. It was human body.
It was like a human running a race. Hmm. I mean, standing straight up erect.
And normal size. It wasn't like real super skinny, super bony.
No, it was like a muscular human.
Huh.
Wow.
I mean, it happens so quick. It's hard to calculate all this stuff in your head when you're just
it,
you know. But when it ran in front of me, it was a normal, like a well fit human being.
Are there is there Indian land up around that area?
I'm not really sure.
Reservation land.
I mean, people find the arrowheads quite often. I mean, that was all swamp when Illinois was being populated. They drained it by making the Green River. I don't know what they did to the land to get all the water to go to the Green River, but they made it so they had farmland. But I think there was quite a few probably Indians around because they find arrowheads all the time. Yeah.
Comes to mind as Skinwalker, like we were talking about.
Yeah, I've seen some of that, but I mean, this just looked like if you took your clothes off and stood right over here and put a deer head on, and it was just, it didn't walk funny, run funny. It was running like a normal human being.
Right.
And just as fast as hell, though.
Chris, what year did you say you saw that creature then?
Oh, that would have been, I got in the Boilermakers 92, probably around 97, 98.
Okay. So like 10 years or more after the Bigfoot sighting.
Yes.
Which one scared you more?
Probably the Bigfoot because I was on foot. I wasn't in my car like I was with Deer Man, but it both scared me. I mean, I don't usually get scared very often, but that really spooked me.
Right. Did you ever notice any weird lights in the sky or lights in general in that area at all between these two sightings or during these two sightings?
No.
Okay.
No, but I've got a story about that. My buddy, I mean, this was actually, I don't know if you guys do too much alien research or.
A little bit. Yep. A little bit.
Back in 1982, I think it was, my friend who I work with, him, his brother, and another friend would come back from Rockford up by the nuclear plant. And they took a road off to the east of it, or west of it, I'm sorry. And they encountered a UFO that did like maneuvers out in a field. And the next day, they were contacted by G. Allen Hynek and taken to Rockford with a hotel called the Clock Tower Inn. And they were taken separately and interviewed, and they actually went out in the limos with the guys dressed in black, Jalen Hynek and all of them, to the area, and they took soil samples looking for radiation and stuff like that, the government did. And this was in the Rockford Register Star, which you can look it up. I'd have to have the exact date. It was December. They were Christmas shopping. It was like December 18th, 1980. To 84, but it's all documented. But they said that thing was right above their head. They got out of the car, no sound. It was triangular shaped, had light at each side. Then all of a sudden, it went out into a field and started doing maneuvers, just non-human. I mean, we could never have an aircraft like that at this point in our life. Then it went down a tree line and they lost it, got home. Their dad called the Rockford Airport and they asked if there was any sightings they have at the airport. He says, yeah, we have a UFO or unidentified flying object, but we don't know what it was. And that's when they got a hold of the government and Jalen Hynek I think it was the next day or the day after, interviewed them all.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty, that'd be really neat to see something like that, but I've never seen nothing like that myself.
Well, you made a comment, nuclear plant. That kind of struck my attention a little bit. Sometimes I wonder, you know, about that, but I also wonder if there's somebody out there just playing games and putting puzzles and pieces together of creatures and sending them out on their way, or are aliens out there saying, okay, well, let's abduct a human and let's abduct a gorilla and let's turn it into a mixture and put it back down on Earth. Oh, we got a Bigfoot, we got a Sasquatch. But with what you're running into and what we're hearing more and more as we do this, other than Bigfoot, is there's just a lot of strange things out there that people are seeing.
Yeah.
And so somebody's doing some stuff. I don't know if it's our government, something bigger than us. I don't
Bigfoot's
know.
Bigfoot's got alien tones to it because the way they can just disappear and cloak themselves. So I think they have something to do with aliens. Myself, personally, Bigfoot.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you thought Bigfoot. You think that thing's just a flesh and blood creature, or do you think there's more to it than that?
I think it's aliens in a different form on Earth sometimes, to me.
I've wondered that myself. I wonder why they would come into that form of a creature. But who knows? I mean, nobody knows what's going on out there, at least not yet. Hopefully someday we will.
But how you can't find a dead Bigfoot? I mean, okay, they bury him. So why you see that if they say that, you know, you'd see signs of people walking the woods would see signs of a burial site, you know, dug up fresh.
Would they though? I mean, how often do you walk through the woods and see a dead bear or a dead cougar? Or,
right.
True. Well, yeah. But eventually somebody over the years would have had to find some bones or something that would have matched to it.
Well,
that would be. Have.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Miller documents?
I'll refresh me. I might have.
Basically, there are a set of documents that were found that a doctor back in the early 1900s had wrote his memoirs about, where he was assigned by the government to go investigate and look into dead bodies of Bigfoot creatures that were found in caves or that were killed by lightning strikes or fires or what have you. And he documents his findings in this thing.
So, we did an episode on it.
Yeah, we did actually. If you go back and check it out, yeah.
The Miller files,
the Miller documents.
Documents.
They're hard to find online if you can find them, but sometimes they're out there and available. But
I will look.
Yeah. So you know, that being said, we already think the government has bodies or has had bodies and know what these things are.
Absolutely, of Bigfoots and aliens. I think
for sure, covering stuff up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who trusts our government?
Well, Chris, we thank you for coming on and telling your stories and talking to us. Those are really, cool.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, we might have some more if I think back long enough, but those are the ones that really come to mind to me, you know, that I cannot ever forget.
Right.
If you still get out there and fishing and stuff, keep your eyes open.
I do, and I just bought a telescope. I'm going to be looking around the skies. And.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Definitely some weird stuff going on there, for sure.
There is.
Oh, for sure.
There is. And I don't discount people's stories because I've actually had one. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to, people laugh at me when I tell the story sometimes, but hey, you weren't there.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, well, you have a good one, man. And thanks again. We appreciate it.
You too. Where are you guys out of? Indiana? Is it? Or?
Yeah. Not far from Chicago, actually about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I used to work up there quite a bit at the nuke plants, Dresden and Braidwood. And,
yeah. We're probably about the exact opposite of Chicago. Where you saw those things. So
I got you.
We've had some sightings in Indiana. We've done quite a few shows already on Indiana, which surprises me, but we have.
Yeah, they're here.
Cool. All right.
All right, Chris, we have a good one, man.
Thank you. And if I see anything else, I'll definitely give you a hoot.
You please do that for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're always looking.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye.
Well, definitely some interesting stuff once again.
Yeah, that was a trip.
I really wonder about that.
I'm leaning toward the Skinwalker.
You think a Skinwalker?
Maybe some of our listeners can chime in on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Wendigo, Skinwalker, who knows? The fact that he identified the body as being human.
Human.
You know, but sometimes maybe people see stuff and they relate. Who knows? It's just weird.
Maybe, that was a wild one for sure.
I mean, do we rule out a guy doing PCP and running around naked with a deer head on his doing 30 miles an hour? I guess so. We'll give him credit.
I think we could probably rule that out because he said he was keeping up with it pretty well.
Yeah, the Green River area, that little place he was talking about, I was doing some looking up on that too, and that's got some weird stuff going on. So, who knows, man? Who knows? What are these guys? What are these people seeing out there, dude? What is going on?
But we need to get out there and find out.
For sure.
For sure.
Always, as we do. So anyway, thanks again, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it very much.
Yes, we do. Thank you all. We wouldn't be here without you.
If you've had an encounter and would love to come on and tell your story, please email us at info@cryptidcreatures.com. Okay. We're on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
YouTube.
Everywhere.
So get in touch with us. Let us know what's going on out there, everyone. Yep. And we appreciate it. Brian, thanks again for the awesome hangout, man.
Always fun, man.
All right. You take care. Till next time.
Yep. See ya.